Hey guys, just catching up with two absolute legends today. They reached out probably 2 months ago. High-end builders, they've got their process absolutely nailed down from the moment they signed the contract to build. They've come more from like a commercial building background, taking it into high-end res. I know everyone's gonna kick up a fuss there. They've still got the quality and they're still hitting all their deadlines. They're just taking speed over and their costs as well. The items that they don't have absolutely down-packed is everything before. So providing enough value, how to market on social media, how to find out what kind of clients they want to be working for and kicking out the clients that aren't worth their time. So for example, they're generating 10 leads and they might get, you know, one as good through Facebook advertising. So we were literally just sitting down with them and explaining our process, how they can do more storytelling, more behind the scenes, more showing value of their projects on socials, and also sussing out their buyer's commitment fee, how they go about contacting the client, when to contact the client, follow-up calls, etc. So take a listen to this one. If any building companies out there or any small guys are stuck with how to provide enough value on the front end of winning building projects, hit us up and hopefully you take some value out of this one. Cheers.
Nice. Where'd you come from,
NZ? Bro, so at the moment, like obviously started doing all this stuff in NZ, so I'm still quite heavily involved in our building business back home, but this was just like a bit of a COVID project. Started doing it and then, took a social media course for like $300 and just went full noise into content. Like it's just nuts. It's like obviously it's more work and it's more effort. Like you come in here, you don't just have a meeting, you do the setup, you clip it all up and do all that shit, but fuck, to promote any business, man, I think if, you know, anyone wanting to grow, if you're not on those channels, it's like detrimental to revenue, bro. Like, you know, I think you've always just got to look at where your, where your target audience is. And dude, when I was looking at TikTok stuff and people were like, your target audience isn't on TikTok. And I'm like, fuck, all right, we'll give it a go. And the emails you get, hey, saw you on TikTok. And it's just like, man, there's like dudes in their 40s on TikTok and shit.
That's it.
It's crazy, man. Yeah, and it's nuts. So we've started doing a little bit of content back home in our building business, just little things. We'll get it. Brendan will go out like once a week, just make like 10 pieces of stuff, just post it. And it's really good, eh? Just depends what your market is though, you know? So yeah, but anyway, so predominantly based in Auckland, but now as stuff's picking up in Aussie, I kind of feel like we've got 4 full-time QSs doing our stuff here. But I need to get, for my personal own self-learning and like learn the lingo, I need to learn more of this Aussie stuff, you know? We can still, like, we still do it and we can still sell it really well and we can still deliver a good product, but I personally just feel like I'm kind of a little bit left behind. So trying to spend more time with, even just talking to guys like yourselves, like 2 of our QSs came in yesterday, spent like 2 hours with them each and just trying to learn stuff and just get my head around. The rates are kind of the same, but it's more like the council stuff, how long submissions take. Like, they reckon it's up to a year over here.
That's right.
For a day, yeah.
Every council's different.
It's insane. But I'm like, that just tacks on for like a building business trying to build a pipeline. Fuck. Like, so if you just go into business, you've got a year before you start.
They've also complicated the lodgements too. They're online. They've made it so you basically need a consultant to lodge for you. Whereas before,
you could just do it yourself.
I could lodge. I could create a quick identity and then I could track it.
Yeah.
Now I can't do that anymore.
That sucks. And that's another cost added in as well.
Well, it's cost and time.
Time,
right? So then you're trying to pitch to our clients, we don't know how long it's going to take.
Yeah.
There's also a little bit of an unknown cost.
Yeah.
It's, you know, $100 an hour, $150 an hour, whatever the consultant's rate is.
Yeah. Adds up, eh?
It adds up, and it's hard to track, and it's hard to, like, weed.
So there's no portal that you can just log in as...
Not anymore. The portal's there, but they've complicated the process.
Yeah.
You need... They want to push more certifiers to do it.
That's their goal
in the end. They don't want builders to just do it, and then the council people take some longer to figure this shit out.
That sucks, because the builder is the one that knows where everything's at with the whole project, booking the subbies, talking to the client. That sucks, man. So where are you guys at now with what you're doing? Give me the rundown. How's business been going? What's the setup with you two? Where are you at?
Yeah, so basically, Faisal runs things, all things projects, estimating, that type of thing. And then I'm the licensed builder for the company, the supervisor, whatever you call him.
Yeah.
But I'm more on the business side of things.
Nice.
Looking at marketing, looking like...
Yeah, bro. Like, yeah, no, that's good.
I'm trying to say. So I've only just ventured into sales and stuff like that.
Cool.
I'm learning about it.
Yeah.
But what we've found is just... That's the point of calling, I think, your business partner.
Yeah, Jamie runs all the Aussie stuff. Yeah. Yeah, like, give me just, the problems, man.
It's just so hard to constantly give free quotes, man.
Yeah.
Like, just free quote after free quote, and it's like, majority of people are just trying to price check you.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, why am I in this business? Like, hours and hours and hours on our end trying to price a job, and then all of a sudden you're just going to go to your mate who you knew you were going to go to in the first place.
So
it's sort of...
Well, you miss out by $3,000.
It's
a cunt. Okay, what's your target market? Like, what are you predominantly doing?
Right now, doing residential renovations.
What's your average job value?
I'm going to say
ballpark.
For the last couple of years, it's probably been around 300 to 500.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
For the last few years. Last year, it dried up a little bit. It was lower. It was probably 150.
Yeah, okay.
But our sweet spot is those bigger renos that range from 500 onwards.
Yeah, cool.
And so the biggest ones we've done are around 980, 970.
So yeah, it's a big jobs, man.
Yeah, so basically leave one wall and everything else gets done.
Yeah, okay. So. And how many of those are you managing to do a year on average, last year, for example?
2 years ago, I'm going to say.
The big ones you do like two or three.
Two or three.
Yeah, that's the big ones.
So turnover is sort of anywhere from 2 to 3, 2 to 4 million. Yeah.
Well, yeah, like the last financial year was. The last financial year was 3.2, which was not like we weren't happy with last year, last financial year. And we had a slow calendar year last year, I'd say. Yeah. Just a lot of. A lot of estimating, a lot of like taking people through the process, a long process, like you said earlier.
That's time. Not getting anywhere.
Man, like we can deal with someone for like 2-3 months.
Shopper.
And then all of a sudden, they don't have the funds. So in other words, they didn't even do their checks up front on whether or not they got the funds.
At what stage for the 2 to 3 months of chatting did you guys give a ballpark figure?
Straight up. That's something that we've been doing.
Yeah, we try to give an estimate between 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, cool.
High
level concept.
It's a pretty detailed. We're at
the
detailed.
Point where the high level generally can convert. We can build it.
Yeah.
Like we don't like throwing
ballpark.
We don't like throwing paper planes.
Yeah, for sure.
It makes you look stupid.
Yeah.
Some items we'll put as PC sums. You know, I just find that if you give a client a reasonable high level. Then they're going to trust you more rather than saying aircon's $5,000 and you come back 20,000.
Yeah, you look like a
mate. So I'd rather say it's five, knowing that it might be seven, it might be six, might be 4.5.
Yeah.
Like depending on a few different factors.
Yeah.
So I'll give a good ballpark. And then if there's something we can't put a ballpark to, I'll say, look, this is excluded, we're working on it, but this is a guide
at
that point.
These light leads, on average, how many phone calls or new inquiries would you get on a monthly basis, ballpark?
So, like, we've only just literally started a Facebook marketing campaign, finding that it's being more destructive marketing.
Yeah.
People are early on in the process. So I just literally had a meeting with our architect to try and develop some early on processes where I can start getting him involved.
Okay, cool.
To then keep these people in the right, state of mind so that way we can then eventually take on the work.
Yeah, for sure.
And then again coming to you to try and develop some sort of like a product.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is basically your product
that you can give up front.
Hopefully we can on-sell it.
Okay, cool.
And then hopefully we can try and take it off our our total, you know, market value or whatever we're gonna give.
Okay.
To gain a little bit more buy-in, man. Like just to see who these serious people are, who's not serious.
Just fucking around.
But I'll give you an example. Just over the weekend, the long weekend, I had 10 fresh leads come in.
Through Facebook. That's good. Do you know what your cost was to get those?
I think
your marketing
cost per lead was around the $40 mark from last speaking to the guys handling it.
That's good.
But our biggest problem we've identified is that we haven't been able to get in front of the right target market.
Yeah.
Like in front of the homeowners in inner west, east, you know, and this kind of way, Bondi, like they're the ones spending more money on renovations.
Yeah.
And when we were at our busiest 2 years ago, through a referral, we started out in Russell Lee. Five Dock.
Yeah.
Then we went to Annandale, and we're in these places where people are happy to spend more per square meter.
Yeah.
Because they have more to spend, but they also have grander dreams.
You know? And I feel like the people that we were dealing with back then were more savvy around the fact of, okay, doing this does add value to my property, as opposed to a lot of people are sort of like, I'll give you an example. Like yesterday I spoke to a guy who was considering, I can't understand this, but he's considering doing a new home build. Right, but And he took me down this process of either two options, new home build or extension, 5 meter extension, five by 6 meter extension.
30 squares.
Decent size. Plus, he said the old extension needs redoing.
Yeah.
And he told me at the end of it that he, I think it was a couple of years ago, could get $130,000.
Wow.
And that would be significantly less than what he could get now. So half an hour of talking and then all of a sudden realizing that his budget is just nowhere. I didn't even mention a value to him.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like he thought that 130 was going to get him something substantial.
Yeah.
And I said, man, like the best thing for you to do, because I like to help as much as I possibly
can.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't want to just say, yeah, like, listen, it's not for me. So that's why I'm trying to work with other people try and get the people, like get whoever I'm speaking to in the right direction no matter what.
Yeah.
My goal is whoever speaks to me, give them something of value.
Yeah, for sure.
So
even if they're not a client now, they might think, I had a really good conversation with Trent, exactly. I'll call him in 6 months.
Exactly. Even if he doesn't want to call me ever again, I just know in my heart that I did the wrong thing by him.
Yeah.
So I basically said, man, like the best space for you right now, because he's telling me like 50, 60 grand now.
Yeah.
For this big grandiose plan.
Right.
And I'm thinking like...
That's engineering consents, pricing and...
Everything, everything.
In approvals, he'll probably spend...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he'll burn his money just in approvals.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? Sure.
So consultants, approvals, counselors.
Yeah.
Absolutely nowhere when it comes to that.
In your Facebook, like how many, like what are the leads giving you? How much information are they having to fill out?
Basically, obviously the basics, like their name, email.
Cool.
And then from there... we asked, originally the guy didn't really have many qualification questions.
Okay, cool.
He was focusing more on the smaller side of things like kitchen renovations and like bathroom, stuff like that, which wasn't working for us. Because we find like any average Joe can sort of get that stuff done by himself.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like, that's not really our service.
Yeah.
When you hit over that sort of $100,000 mark where things start getting a bit more complex, that's where our service is of value to the clients.
Okay.
And that's where I think that we sit best. So what we did is we redefined the ad.
Mm.
And then we've got three main questions. I think it's what's your... do you have any detailed plans?
Mm.
So by asking that, I get a gauge on whether or not they're actually speaking to an architect.
Or have they spent 20 grand already? Thinking,
yeah. You know what I mean? What's your budget is the second question.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people do say, I'm unsure of my budget. And then the last one is give me a detailed description of what you actually want to get done.
Yeah.
I find that those three questions, just adding those three questions, have been the world of difference that people have come in. Because if you only have one question or just like no questions, and they're just, give me a call back sort of thing. Man, I was calling people and they were just like, man, who are you?
I don't remember doing that.
I didn't put the details in. Whereas like literally every single person that's come through has all remembered.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like it's just enough.
Absolutely, man.
To give a little bit of qualification to say, I am serious.
Yeah.
And I want you to call me about something.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah.
Do you guys run stuff off a website?
We're in the process of rebuilding our website now.
Yeah. So like firstly, so our business back home, we've got 110 Google reviews. We can turn marketing off and we'll get 15 free leads a month.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Huge. Yeah. Anyway, all I'm saying to start off with, I reckon if you guys dialed in on like right away, you're like, we're your niche company over 100,000. You literally need to, like, I can send you the clip of that. That's something that you need to put on your website and you need to sort of explain, or your Facebook.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're a homeowner and you're looking to do something, add an extension, you don't know where to start, you are going to need an engineer, you're going to need consenting planning, we are the people for you. If you have something like this going, give us a call. I reckon if you got into video marketing and you explain, if you even made 5 videos of 5 different steps of the process, and if you could show, like go around a past client's house and say, hey, this is a finished product we did, these are some of the problems, these are some of the things that went well, this client contacted us 9 months ago, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
If you ran separate Facebook ads against those on a monthly basis, so pick 2 videos, run an ad spend of like $200 to $500 a month on each, see what one hits the most, I guarantee you get a way better conversion rate.
Yeah.
I did a video ad. It was nuts, man. We literally shot it at a friend's house when I first got into social stuff. Hey, David here from Baker's Builds. If you need a maintenance builder, we do deck repairs, bathroom repairs, blah, blah, blah. We were generating like 140 leads a month.
What?
Okay, so 140 leads a month.
On one platform?
What, on Facebook ads.
Whoa.
So this was like 5 years ago when my friend Mike was trialing.
So you run your own Facebook ads?
No, I got a guy in Thailand who does it all for me. He's a beast. Anyway, we were just, I met him at a pool party and we were just mucking around with Facebook ads. But he'd just finished like working for like a dental hygiene company, but there were, he was just, he couldn't step outside and try different shit.
Yeah.
He was like, can I trial some stuff with you? So we were spending like $2,500 a month on these ads to get 140 leads. So the average maintenance job we were doing was like anywhere from $3,000 to $6,000.
Yeah.
I would easily say 80 of those leads were dog shit. All good. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
First early days of business. But the 40 leads we were getting, like I was quoting probably 40 to 50 jobs. And that's where I was going hard into pricing and literally just breaking everything down.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were within 6 months, we were converting, you know, 20 jobs at $4,000 to $5,000, which is pretty big turnover on maintenance. Man. And the margins are huge.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway.
Maintenance is really good.
It's good. It's good turnover, man.
Yeah.
That's not the market you want to be in. No. But what you want to be doing is, honestly, man, hire a cameraman for half a day, get some stuff on a finished job, maybe even get a video of you talking through, like, we just got these plans back from council approval. Literally, you at a desk. This is the next step in the process now. We've just had plans. The clients come through to us. Now we're going to contact a QS. We're going to get them to do a concept estimate, put a screen roll on the, edit a screen roll in. This is what the concept estimate looks like.
Yeah, okay.
Once the client pays a buyer's commitment fee of $2,500 and explain why you want that $2,500.
Yeah.
We get contacted 10 times over the weekend. 10 of these leads are shit.
Yeah.
I want to do business. I want to do work for people that don't know what the next step is.
Yeah.
The buyer's commitment fee is literally just a guarantee that you're happy with the value I've given you as a potential builder.
Yeah.
This is to lock us in. I'm going to give you the best service, the best value. I've got all the consultants that can do this.
Yeah.
I just guarantee your close rate would go through the roof, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how have you been getting your leads to date? With, I mean, you've just set up.
Before Facebook, it was just word of mouth.
Pure referrals, man.
And like, that's
just do a good job, get 100%. It done. And like you said, the first thing you said was Google reviews. We just never really pushed on that.
Bro, push
and
it,
man. And we stuffed that up a little bit. So,
but no, you haven't stuffed up. You know what you do? Next week, take a day off, call all your past clients, get them a fucking $80 or $100 gift card voucher to a nearby cafe. Here's our Google review link. Do you mind leaving a 5-star review and just explain the services with us? Guarantee they'll do it. It's just, it's so good, man. Like,
oh, it's massive, man.
It's just huge. Like, we turn the marketing off and we still, we beat everyone in Auckland. Like,
really?
And yeah, we have the next, the closest company closest to us is like 95 and they're a group home builder in New Zealand. It's nuts.
Wow.
But it's just like little hacks, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
So
it's little things that actually matter, right?
For sure.
So, like, if I want to buy something, I'm straight on the review.
Yeah.
And then it didn't even click.
Bro.
You know what I mean? Like,
So to sort of give you guys a rundown on like where you're at now, so like what's your forward work now, roughly? What are you talking? Confirmed in the pipeline, job value.
Probably close to, I'm going to say, 800.
800, that's pretty good. So close to seven figures. So you're good for three to four months?
About three months,
man, I don't know what your marketing guy and all that's charging you now. I reckon if you guys drummed up $6,000, get a website done for $2,500 to $3,000,
I'm doing that right now.
Spend $1,000 on getting like 4 or 5 different landing page platforms done.
Yep.
Set up an Instagram, a Facebook, and a TikTok. That's what
you
I would do.
TikTok?
100%.
Bro. We've already got Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Would you suggest that I just run that myself?
Get someone to do it, man. Like, you're a specialist. Like, just do all you want to do. I would hire a cameraman for one day or half a morning, book out this room, and you just want to come up with 5 steps of content. So, like, you could easily talk about a past job, and if you could just come up in your head and talk for 10 minutes about possible problems, solutions.
We used to do that at site, so we used to post that on Instagram.
Yeah, man.
Well, we were talking, like, the other social team was sort of getting us to talk about what we'd done on a project, but
for sure.
I wouldn't say it's specific to...
No, well, with Shireen, we used to sit there, I used to talk about waterproofing and the importance of this.
Well, I mean, Brendan's smarter than me, and that's why I got him, because I'm the smarter dude on TikTok. But literally, we just go through and we look at, so we post daily. I want to try and do 2 times a day, but we just look at like what stuff gets the best hits. So we've got a job there. I was talking about problems in the industry. That was a sales call with another builder, and that was explaining a $7,000 a square renovation, and that got people fucking triggered. So we always just go through and what hits the most, and then what do we do differently in there that, so like for this one.
But you do this research?
No, Brennan does this research, but it's not that hard. You just want to look at whatever views are good, that's what you want to keep doing. So
also it says here 1,000 something, you had the main.
So that one there, we see that, and there's one on Instagram that got like 200,000 views, but that one, we still get so many jobs through that every month. So all you want to be doing is like doing a sit down and talking about some clips. So we just talk about past jobs, a bit of like what we're up to, like we're in Sydney this week, we go on articles, find stuff. Anyway, this is like just social media stuff. This is our plumber guy coming in.
So that's pretty much how you market.
That's how I market, man.
You don't do no Google ads or anything like that?
We do run Google ads. So we're on every space. Like we would spend $5,000 to $8,000 a month at RapidQS for pricing. For the building business, we probably spend $5,000 to $6,000. But like,
is that just ad spend or is
just
that,
ad is spend? Yep.
Oh, really?
Ad spend, including our consultant. Sorry, so the consultant Mike, I think we pay him $400 a week each business.
That's nothing.
That's good, bro.
That's but so
you,
cheap.
You just look at
Thailand. Did you say
he's in Thailand? Yeah, I can refer you to him. He's good.
That's
he's
why
good.
He's cheap.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah,
but he does just social.
Nah, he does. He's more like your SEO guy. He's like, it's almost illegal, bro. Like we set up the QS website. And then he got us ranking like literally right above on this other QS website in New Zealand that has been in business for 20 years, but they haven't updated their website in like 18.
Wow.
So he just gets us.
He's a gun.
He's a wizard. He's a wizard. Anyway, I'm thinking about your business, but socials is one huge aspect. But if you spent a day and just came up with 10 different topics you could talk about, set a timer on your phone, just talk about a topic for 10 minutes, that's all you've got to do. And if you did that, you'd have... what's that, 100 minutes of content? That could do you on TikTok and Instagram for like 3 months.
So what, yeah. Does
the dude in Thailand just snip it all up?
Well, Brendan can do it, anyone. Yeah. There's anyone that can do it.
Where we've lost confidence in Instagram is we can't see the
number,
we've
ROI.
We've
yep.
best people. We've spent, yeah. I don't know if you saw Instagram, but we've spent money on it.
And at one point we were spending
three, four grand a month.
Yeah, $3,000 to $4,000 a month. Just on Instagram, yeah. And that's literally just posting.
Nah, you don't want to. You want to post it on it, but you don't really want to run an ad spend on it. It's more just like if people go.
That's not ad spend.
No, that was just
getting someone to do it.
That's just someone doing it and taking coming out with their phone, taking some photos and some videos. Too much. $3,000 to $4,000 a month, and we're like, we looked at it and we're like, man,
we're
for the past 6 months,
returning
is literally zero.
Yeah,
it's great, but we're not getting
aesthetically cool.
Yeah,
but it's like. What am I bringing me?
I think because all it really is it's almost just like an online CV. So
that's,
like
that's
when,
why we like it.
But I don't think, you can't be, I wouldn't
just
be $4,000 a month.
At all.
All right, how are they charging so much? Get one.
Bro, but then we went to the next one, same prices.
Really?
That's just what it is, man. It's
nah, man, I would go on Instagram, type up photography or videographer Instagram in Sydney. Go through, find all the individual profiles, send them a message. Hey, how much do you charge for half a day?
Yeah.
Get them to go around two different jobs. It might be $500.
Yeah.
You could easily find someone online or based overseas and you could say, can you schedule me a month's worth of content on an app called later.com?
Later.
And you pay them for 5 hours and they'll schedule a month's worth of posts.
Okay.
Agencies charge a bomb, man. Yeah. It's crazy.
Now, I look at the bills and I'm like, definitely in the wrong game. Like, definitely in the wrong game. They do a better job than these guys.
They charge a bomb, man. Anyway, so like the reason why I think, spending good money on social media is important, but in the right areas. That is like your online portal. So if people go on the website, the first thing they kind of want to see is like, hey, if you want to see more about us, click a link to
Instagram. That's why we like the idea of Instagram.
For sure.
These days, people go on Instagram. They don't go websites anymore.
No, they don't.
Plus, not
like,
as much.
I used to watch like, chronic Kerwin Ray. Like, have you seen Kerwin Ray?
No, I haven't, but I'll look it up after this.
Like, he's like, to me, he's like the king of like, just the, what's the new thing now? He's in AI.
That's crazy.
He's just like, he's huge in like the online business coaching world.
Yeah, cool.
And he used to just say nonstop, like, you guys have no idea how much you can monetize Snapchat.
Yeah.
Like Snapchat, in my head, I was like, how could a builder monetize Snapchat? But he, and then like, you look at his reviews, and he's got builders going to his conferences and stuff, and they're like, "Man, you have no idea the increase." And that's exactly what you're saying. Like,
yeah,
just the way you've worked it out is the way it needs to be done. Not, oh yeah, I'm paying an agency, and then spending this massive amount of money, not even running an ad.
Nah.
Like it's.
I got Brendan off student job search, man. I don't know if you guys have something like that.
No.
He was just a student looking for a job. He just finished, and now he's just full time. That's me. He loves it. I love it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not paying stupid amounts of money for an agency. Anyway, I would invest a good amount of, I'll dump your agency straight away. I'll give you some tips after this on where to go through, how to find a better deal. I would spend time and money on your online platform because that's fucking massive. And it's like, if you're not doing it, you're leaving money on the table. Mm. In regards to like the leads you're getting now, so out of those 10 convos you had yesterday, give me the rundown on the stats. Six are a waste of time.
Yeah, easy. I'd say seven or eight of them.
Seven? They're not, the two that were
good. Listen, I don't want to say that they're a waste of time. I just feel like they're not really at the process where we can step in and help.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Okay. So that's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
I feel like they're much earlier on. Like if you go, NZ's probably the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, concept comes in somebody's head. All right, cool. What do I want to do? And then you go down, in my opinion, there's two types of phases when it comes to any sort of building work. You have the design phase, which would incorporate drawings, concepts, lodgements, all that type of stuff. Once you complete a design phase, then you're ready for construction phase.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So construction phase is where that's what our business is. It's a building company.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the design phase is where the majority of these people or leads are, I believe. So that's where I'm like, that's where I'm teaming up with an architect. We're going to develop some sort of products in regards to, you know, if someone's just got no idea what they can and can't do, we can develop one product there. So give you a quick short, okay, it's going to be this much.
Yep.
You can do this, this, and this. And then go into, up to you if you want to move into, okay, these are basic budgets. Would you like to go down this route or this route?
Yeah.
Once that's completed, which in Sydney, I don't know how it is in NZ, but in Sydney, man, you're looking at anywhere between 3 to 1.5 years. Three months to a year and a half worth of planning.
I know, man. That's so tough to plan a pipeline, eh? Like,
well, that's why we like to focus on that renovation space because we're finding that where the best conversion is customers who maybe are talking to builders already, they've got drawings.
Yeah.
We can turn around pricing quickly, give them really detailed scope, and they go, bang.
Yeah, that's cool.
They're our favorite clients.
And we try to be different to all the other builders who are just sort of like cookie cutting, sort of like, listen, it's going to be this, we're here to help. We're here to guide you through it. You know what I mean? Like, we don't provide a quote. We provide a tailored plan. That's what we give to people.
Yeah.
It's just, we're trying to be a little bit different
and try to
help as many people as we possibly can. If word of mouth gets around, that's one aspect. But now I'm definitely going to be tackling social media and trying to get that.
Yeah. So if we can get it for a better price.
Yeah. I'll send you an email after this. A couple of things, because I know I'm kind of just trying to gauge where you're at with stuff, but I've got an idea. So like, the social media is obviously step one. Step two, so out of your last 5 jobs, give me the last sort of rough breakdown of 5 jobs that you've done.
In regards to what?
Just what were they? What were they? What kind of jobs was it? What's the last one you completed?
The last one we completed.
The last two were bathrooms. Just really small bathrooms.
That's all good.
Little bit odds and ends around the house.
Okay. Do you get many leads like that? Kind of. How much was it?
Not really, like 40,000 a piece.
40, okay. 40 to 50.
That's all good.
And the one before that would be a major renovation, which was close to 500,000.
Sweet.
A 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom luxury apartment.
Nice.
Then what was before that one?
Before that, we do some commercial work.
Okay.
We had that unit. We had a $250,000 3-bedroom renovation in Darlinghurst.
Mean.
Well, that was sort of like an amalgamation.
Yeah.
So it's two properties, tenancies. Two tenancies, and we had to amalgamate the two.
Yeah.
Before that, we do a lot of work for Eckersley's Arts and Crafts Store, shop renovations.
Yeah.
We've done some salons. Some
commercial fit-out stuff.
Yeah,
sick, man. Honestly, right there, you could do so much, eh? You have no idea.
Well, we have really good content from those, videos, photos. Photos,
I just I feel like you've got enough to be able to provide value on this. Mm. So much value. So, I mean, if you've got your last 5 jobs, you could easily, you could probably do a 15-minute, you could probably talk for 10-15 minutes about that job. You could put it into a written format on like a blog. You could easily, run generated ads against that specific project. Hey, if you're a build, get so specific. Where's your dream suburb? Where's your dream suburb do you want to work? Bondi?
Abbotsford.
Yeah. Alexandria. Hey, if you're a homeowner in Bondi and you're looking to renovate your bathroom, click on this link below, watch a little video of a previous client that we did a job for.
Yeah.
This is the before and after photos. These are the problems, blah, blah, blah. And then you get them into the video. Hey, if you want to see roughly what this project costs, fill out your details here. I'll give you a call and I'll send you a sheet. You know, you could do that on five different types of jobs. Hey, if you're a homeowner,
do you, do you do that on all platforms?
Oh, you could literally just run that.
Well, do you, run a different model on each platform?
Yeah, I mean, I get pretty in depth into it. Like Mike's, like every podcast we do, we'll clip it into written format, put it in a blog, send it out on a newsletter, get five or different key points on it, put it on TikTok, put it on Instagram Reels, and then we'll make like a blog. So.
And he does all of that.
Yeah. Well, Brendan does probably 70% of it. Mike just does my Google and SEO.
What's Brendan's background? Like media?
Yeah, media and photo shoots, editing. Like he's quite good at like the strategy side. But yeah, I just feel you guys are
one of those.
Well, you need one.
That's why I'm asking the background, because we're not searching in the right space, right? Yeah. So we've never searched for that kind of person. So we get, there's a media course that people do in university. We could be targeting those students to come and work for us. Mm. We could do that. We've never thought of that.
Is the biggest problem right now just signing up work?
Just signing up work is like once we get to the work,
it's easy.
That's, you know, you're a builder, man. Like it's just
work's work, man. Everyone knows how to find.
Tell us how you want it. Give me the drawing. And like I'll get it done for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always tell every client, man. Like they're like, oh, can I get this done? I'm like, man, enough time, enough money.
Yeah,
get anything done.
I'll do anything.
Whatever you want done, I'll get it done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Finding people that. Some people have grand plans and grand ideas, but no idea.
So it's about managing the expectation.
So when we're talking to them, they're not even certain if it's going to add value. They're sort of asking us, and we're kind of like, I don't want to tell you that a new kitchen is going to add value here because the rest of your house is shite.
Like,
how do I tell you that?
I'm trying to, I honestly reckon, I mean, I don't know the Sydney market too well, but I'm trying to imagine it. But I just reckon if you did more tailored content on past jobs and what they cost, people would have an idea. Because if you did a past video and a written thing and you ran some ads against, you know, like make a fucking clickbaity like thumbnail. Like,
so you reckon just like get open, honest, let it all out.
100%.
Whatever it is.
The more shit, I was going to start like a course and do like a paid content planner when I was going to put like pricing jobs on every day and do all this stuff. And I was like, cool, that's good. That's like a community, charge a fee. But I was like, you know what? I'll put shit out for free for 6 months and just see what happens. And the more free shit I've given away, the more work we get anyway. Yeah. My mum and dad thought it was stupid. They're like, aren't these people just going to price? Everyone's lazy.
Well, you're obviously going to get a bunch of people that do that.
Yeah, absolutely,
but,
man.
But like, so what?
Yeah, there's enough business to go around anyway.
Yeah, exactly right.
Man, I would do past jobs and I would talk about money.
Well, we've got tons of great videos after this shoot. Well, I'll show you. Like, we've got videos on before.
But it's just projects.
Transition projects.
It's not what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like it's not getting nitty gritty. It's not really giving too much information. It's
like
the nice music.
No, transitions.
And the, you know, like it's nice video looks, but it's like,
but it's not,
it's a gallery.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not what you're, it's not exactly, like I'm sort of grasping what you're saying to do. It's like, sort of open the doors and say, man, come in. Like, have a look. This is what we're doing. This is what it costs. This is how it is.
I think all we're trying to do is, like, overcome the barrier of, like, kicking out the shitty clients.
Yeah.
And for number one, it's, like, I shouldn't say shitty clients, but people that have no idea. But the more cost stuff you put out there, for example, if I'm sitting at home and I want to get my bathroom done and I've got 25 grand in my head, if I see your ad and it's like, oh, $50,000 bathroom, I'm not even going to contact you because I know I can't get it done for 25K.
Yeah.
But what if you are sitting in the range where the guy's like, oh, I do have between 40 and 60K.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it costs. Oh, shit, I just scrolled on this guy's post, have a click on it, go to their Instagram, see past stuff.
Yeah.
I think putting stuff
there
around.
There are people doing that in bathrooms. I've seen it. I've seen it on Instagram.
I don't know how it is in NZ, but bathroom renos in Sydney, man, that's like.
Huge.
It's crazy market to be in. You don't want to be in it as a builder.
Too competitive.
It's a race to the bottom.
No.
It's just like, a race to the
bottom. There's people out there saying.
It's price check, 20, price check.
Nah, stuff there. Price check. No, don't advertise. I'm just using that as an example.
No, I get it. Yeah,
for sure. And that's why I'm thinking your bigger stuff, the stuff where spending $500,000 is a lot different than spending
$50,000. Yeah.
Half a million you're paying off for quite a while.
Yeah.
But provide more value there and show people the true cost of that. Like, you could easily say, hey, if you're looking at you've got a 4-bedroom house in Bondi, two bathrooms, you're looking at a full renovation. Here's a rough breakdown of costs we did on the last job we did in Abbotsford.
Yeah.
The total job value came in at $450,000. This was the scope of works we did. The client spent $40,000 before we even stepped on site. These are the costs. Architect costs this, designer costs this. the way we run our businesses. We charge a buyer's commitment fee.
Well, certainly filter out the people who are not serious, right?
Like, yeah. Well, wouldn't you rather, sorry to cut you off, I'm on a roll. Wouldn't you rather get like two solid leads over the weekend than 10 shit ones?
Yeah, well, yeah.
And if you invested some time and put some information out there, and at the end of the day, if you put some free shit out there, show people some costs, open the doors a bit. I mean, what if it works?
Yeah, 100%.
But what if it doesn't? You'll just be like, on to the next. Do you know what I mean? You've got nothing to lose.
I'm sweet, man. I'll let anybody know anything. Like, yeah. I'm pretty much open book.
Yeah.
Just how to communicate that for people to understand. And I guess, this is a much, I don't know, this conversation has, like, opened my mind a fair bit, man.
Yeah.
To actually sit at a table with another builder
who's
actually done it and is actually like proven that this is how it works.
Yeah.
It's a big thing rather than, like, for instance, I saw your videos like months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I sent it to him because he does our estimating. I'm like, bro, call these guys, man. Like, they help you get the estimating done. They're quick. They're not that expensive. Like, just get it done, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then over time, I kept watching, and then I'm watching him get bogged down in estimates. And
I was just trying to get out.
I said, leave it. I'll call him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's what you've got to do, man. Like, the day we started doing, like, the video marketing, bro, I don't think you understand the dopamine that I got when I woke up after a weekend and saw, like, 45 new leads. I was like,
that's crazy.
I sent a screenshot to Mike. I was like, what the fuck's going on, man? And it was just weatherboard repairs, window repairs, like, deck repair. And it was like,
Have you tried it in Australia yet?
Nah, well, I'm not running a building business here, but I would try. It was just trial and error. And then we did the same things like with new builds. Hey, because there was a lot of the keywords were, you know, like quick pricing or estimate on new build or QS services. And then we did a video like, hey, if you're a homeowner, you've just got your consented plans back from the architect, you're now looking for a builder to price it, but it's taking 3 months, contact us. We guarantee to get a price estimate back within 48 hours.
Yeah.
Upload your plans here and we'll get back to you. So people would do it in the evening. We'd call them back the next day. Hey, cool. I can see you've got a set of plans here for 150 squares, 4 bedrooms, 2 bathroom, garage, this kind of cladding. Boom. Hey, similar job. You're looking at around 4,500 a square. Oh, cool. Okay, this is how much.
Yeah, okay.
And even if it doesn't go right and they're like, nope, too much, bro, I only spent 5 minutes on the phone with them.
Yeah, that's it.
Who cares?
100%.
Generate 10 leads, 2 might pull through. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Same with you. Like, if you, you know, if you get 3 solid leads and close 1 in the course of what, a month? Yeah. 900, 500 grand a month? It's good business, bro.
100% it is, yeah, definitely.
Like, you know, it's just I've said this to so many people, but I feel like quoting jobs and sales is literally like chasing girls. If one's not interested, generate more leads.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, hit up 10, one's keen.
Move to the next one.
That's kind of, it's the same game, you know?
Yeah, it is.
And even if you leave them on a good note and just say, hey, here was a price, even if they don't go with you, fuck, they might come back a year later.
Yeah, 100%.
Not everyone's ready to buy right now.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's the biggest decision that people can make.
100%. You know
what I mean? Like, in their whole life, they're like, about to spend $500,000. It's like,
yeah, you don't know what they're going through.
It's massive, you know what I mean?
Child just finished school or got kicked out, promotion, car just blew up.
Like I said, we've taken people 6 months down the track
and
their whole life has changed.
Yeah.
What are you meant to say to that? We've had people where we've got them right through, they've accepted everything, we've taken a $50,000 deposit.
Yeah.
And literally 2 weeks later,
he's
got cold feet, he's not ready to go. No worries, man, here's your money back.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So you guys are pretty much, you're all good up until the, like, as soon as you guys start construction, you're sweet. No problems?
Yeah, it's sweet.
Profit margins are good.
Yeah, like
turnovers. Sweet.
Like, we run detailed, he's 20 years in project managing.
Mean, bro. Nice.
Programs, like, you know, we generally run on-site program.
Barbecues,
yeah, like,
just nice, bro. You've got culture down, you've got all that shit down.
We're on a clean site, you know, nice. Everyone's happy. We don't overload our sites. We're not cowboys, you know?
Yeah.
We get shit done and we do well, but it's getting in front of the right people.
Mate, when you...
That's where our bottleneck is.
Yeah.
Because we, like, when we get in front of people who are solid leads, like, if we get referred, like, if you said, oh, my uncle's looking for a renovation, he's been in the market for 6 months.
Yeah.
I guarantee you we'll go there, we'll convert it.
No problem.
He understands. He's at a level of, like, he's prepared. You know what I mean? Whereas, like, dealing with all the other ones, I get what you're saying. Like, man, like, give the free content out to all the people who aren't that ready, and then they can go and stew on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
man, so, I mean, straight off the bat, bro, I'd be getting a website and a Google list business page up fucking ASAP.
Yeah.
ASAP. And I would call your
What's a Google business page?
We've already got that.
You've already got it?
Yeah,
I would spend a day on the phone, call all your past clients that love you guys. Hey, would you do us a massive favor? You just say, hey, time's a little bit tough right now. We're doing some X, Y, and Z marketing. Would you mind leaving a Google review? Here's the link. I'd be getting five of those straight away.
Yeah.
And I'd be promoting those on socials. Every time we get like a positive email review or something, we put it on our story. Within 12 hours, we get another job.
QS
report. People are like, oh God, these guys are good. You know?
Yeah.
Just show them that you're doing good shit. And then I'd get yourself a Brendan. And get your social media platform set up, man. 100%. And then I would not work with an agency. No offense to agencies, but I just think clippers, man.
We've tried three. And we just don't feel that. They start well, but their pricing is high. And then it falls by the wayside because we don't have the time to sit there and micromanage it. Because they don't have the same passion as what we've got. We want results. We don't just want to see stale shit go up.
Yeah, I know, man.
We want results, man. At the start, we're pumped. We're catching you. But then... We let go a little bit.
You get put in a pipeline, you get put in a checklist for them.
Yeah, and then next minute they're making errors and they're saying a bathroom is a kitchen and you're like, man, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, it's a new guy and it's just
shit. Yeah.
It's all good.
And so if we talk to this person maybe in Thailand, someone, we've been thinking about getting it in-house but then we're worried we're not going to have enough for them to do.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to get bored. That's where, it's been in our mind for a year to go, man,
it's all good.
And let's get them to create some content.
Yeah.
But then we're like, how are they going to know when the best time to post is?
Absolutely. I mean, me and Brendan I've got me, Mike, and Brendan in an app all the time, or in a WhatsApp group, and it's a very creative group. And I mean, I'm not the kind of guy, I'm not a control freak. I'm just like, I want a social media guy that's better than me. I'm only 20%. I'm a very small cog in the whole game, you know? So absolutely, man. I honestly think if you guys provided more value, talked about past jobs and was open about figures, to the dollar, man, say, this is the process. And then Google website, Google business, get five reviews, and I would start looking at clients out of the 10, if you can get two to the serious. Hey, here's a ballpark proposal of what this would cost. The next step within our business procedure is we ask the buyer's commitment fee. This is just so we don't waste our time working with someone that's not keen. We'd love to work with you. I feel like we have a good vibe. It's $2,500. This is what it includes.
Yeah.
Site visit, a QS ballpark. We'll engage an engineer and an architect and we can step through the process, you know. Sure. I think the sooner you get a small investment off them, and it's like, if they're going to do a 500K reno, but they don't want to invest 2.5K, on to the next one, man.
100%, man.
Do you know what I mean?
And that was the point of contacting you guys, man. Now it's like at that point where I can't have him just pumping out estimates, man.
It's grueling work.
It's bottleneck in our business.
What happens is we do all the stuff that has to be done during the day, goes home to his kids, then comes back of a night just to pump out estimates for people who, in the end, are going to look at it and go, okay, well, out of those 10 things, I can only afford two.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, whoa,
Yeah.
So it's like now it's like you said, buyer's commitment fee.
For sure.
It's just a matter of providing that value and what it is like something that we can provide to them that they can walk away with as well.
Yeah. I'll show you just two little things. I hope this might give, and this isn't the same market as you guys. So in Auckland, we still just run 80% of our marketing is based on maintenance and small stuff. So the average job value is 5 to 40K.
Yeah.
Out of every 10, we win a job for 200K. So it's a numbers game. So this is literally all we do. So all I literally do here on a daily basis, this is what I sent out. That's like stuff confirmed. This is what I sent out yesterday. So 103,000 worth of quotes. This is what I sent out this morning before 8 o'clock, so 40K. And then someone in the business will just follow these leads up. So it's just a name, type of job, job value, follow up, who's doing what. This is all we do, man. So I just did this while everyone else was on. Two people were on holiday last week. hey, Anthony, could you send me some info on this project? Photos of current address of property and a scope of what you're after. I can do some ballpark pricing. Hello, blah, 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 please. So this is not, I don't have to go to site, okay?
Yeah.
Send an email, get some shit, send him a text, hey bro, flicked you an email, blah, blah, blah. Cool. Comes back, here's the address. He's going to get some photos. I said, sorry, I'm not doing anything till I get some photos. Sends all this stuff through, sends some photos, boom. So it's real easy, bro. Kitchen removal, tile removal, Had a chat with them on the phone. We'll replace three sheets of jib behind there. I just always make that allowance anyway. Remove all this fucking glued down laminate flooring throughout the lounge. Boom, and then rip over here. Send them a price proposal of this. So this is how we do it all. So PNGs, kitchen removal, labor components. I hide these columns, obviously.
Yeah, and just do the
material, stuff. Blah, blah, blah. $5,000, small job, okay? I'm just showing you volume.
Yeah.
Boom, comes back, and he called me at like before, and he's like, cool, keen to go ahead, all good. So like from a numbers game perspective, maintenance is a lot smaller, but you know,
so it's hard to get a commitment up front for maintenance. Yeah.
I wish I could.
A bit of time in the emails. No silence.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah.
That's what we're not doing.
I'm just trying to.
But everything we're doing's $50,000 and upward.
I know it's different. I'm just trying to think of the one where we got a set of plans off.
We've got a truck, right? We could set up easy to do little demos like that.
You can.
Not that we, as an idea, like if that's a little thing that's running, maybe because we have a truck.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, like, for example, I'll do 5 to 6 of those a day, which is cool for me, and they're small. And then all of a sudden, you know, we'll get a job, like a set of plant. I just look at, to get these leads costs $9. That's our spend on average. So I just converted $9 into $5,000 at 40% margin.
That's a coffee these days.
That's it, bro. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I just look at it on it's a numbers game for me. This one's like a bit of a bigger one. Yeah, so like this guy sent through, same thing. This one's a bit of a bigger one. So I'll price this one. But yeah, he's obviously got all this. I'll go for him and price this job. We won't step foot on site. Oh, so new paint for him. Yeah, so this is quite a big job. This probably be.
So how do you price access difficulties and stuff like that? Like,
I just have job by job basis, bro. Like I know
so
that one.
You haven't gone to site. What do you do? Like, you just put a line item?
Yeah, ballpark, bro. I just put heaps of tags on estimates. And people know that it's just a line item. It's just an estimate until we go to site, but absolutely, bro. Like, even when people send us for QS reports, that's a question we'll ask. What's access like? Yeah. If we know we have to get a digger down the back, we can go on Google Maps. Do we have a meter there? Do we have 3 meters? Like, where's the access? So, dude, the thing with building is no job's the same. There's always change. It's different. But all you guys really want to be focused on is literally to the point of signed contract sounds like where you're having the most difficulty.
Yeah, yeah.
But after that, it's smooth sailing.
Sweet after that. Yeah. We can do anything.
Like
we can do some miracle shit.
That's cool, bro.
We try to be different to the average builder who gets halfway through and then just sort of, now I've got another job.
Fucks off.
So it's just a matter of like, nail the whole job. Done. See you. Sign off. Thank you very much. Move on. You know what I mean?
Like
we're running out of jobs with commercial efficiency, so we're not just doing one electrician walks around for a week. We got 10 trades on site.
Yeah, nice.
We're running them. They're all commercial minded trades, and so we're able to shave 50-60% off other builders' programs.
Like that job that we were talking about before, the $450,000 Renault.
Yeah.
The other builders that were pricing that were sitting at around 600, 650.
And they've been talking for 6 months.
And they've been talking for 6 months. And we done that project in, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Six weeks. Say 7 weeks because there was a couple of defects.
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever. But say 7 weeks, they're quoting like 3-4 months, bro. So it's like, coming in. That was our original pitch to the market was bringing commercial efficiency to the residential game.
Yeah, cool.
So that's what we were trying to do. So
nice.
Yeah.
This is the videos that we made with the camera. So that transition from the demo to the commission. It's Wollstonecraft. That's the one you're talking about, the $500,000.
Oh, sick, man.
So see, we're already doing stuff like this that others aren't doing.
What did someone charge to come and do this, make this for you?
It adds up to about $3,200.
Yeah, and where do people see this?
Nowhere.
That's nowhere at the moment.
That's all good.
Like Instagram or something.
Like 3,200 just sitting in the phone. Yeah,
I'll show my clients, so this is what we can do. But that's where, as I said, we haven't found the right target market.
You need that on, you know what you do with this clip right here, man? You literally just put you at the start before you get into this, or even do a voiceover talk. But you were just sitting here and you're like, hey, this is a project we did, blah, blah, blah. And it can show your face for the first 10 seconds, and then it's just voiceover for the rest of the clip.
Yeah.
And then it's be like, hey, if you guys want to transform your property like this, give us a call. This is how we work. This is where we're based.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
These clients fell over themselves when we said 6 minutes.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you know what you do? I guarantee you could get a video review of them at the end and put that at the end of the video.
Yeah.
And it would be a 2.5 minute video and it would show your face. So it's like personable. They know who they're dealing with.
Yeah.
Show the project and then they can show the review of the client. You could run an ad spend on that of $1,000.
Because once game over. That's what we're saying. When we're there, when we sign up, we're sweet.
Yeah.
Because when what customers love is that time confirmation.
Yeah.
Like we can do. We've done that $1 million reno. That was a 24-week program.
Yeah.
Every other builder was telling them 42 months, 50 months. Like it's a long crazy.
Weeks.
Sorry. And we did it.
That's all
we
good.
We did it in 24 weeks, and that was with 4 weeks of rain.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but I mean, those are things that people need to know. Like you're telling me, but I'm not buying off
I
you.
I know that, but that's what I'm saying.
Like for sure.
So we.
Sorry, it wasn't an attack. I'm just like
this is what we've been worried about.
Yeah.
We don't want to just go out there and say, we're faster than everyone. And then everyone just goes, oh, you're a cowboy.
Yeah, true.
Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, when we're in front of the right people, when we're there, we convert.
Yeah.
Because everything we do, we mean. And we show them, look, this is what we've done. And they love us.
Yeah.
It's honesty, man.
It's how we get there. Is like, we've always been worried. If we just pitch, we're the fastest guys.
Nah, you can't
everyone
sell that.
Everyone just points the fingers. No, they're cowboys.
Yeah. But I think if you could back that up with 5 good Google reviews, two or three of those good videos, and then if you just book like over the next 10 leads that you get once they've seen those items, say, hey, listen, we'd love to work with you. You've seen our Google reviews. Yep, we've checked them out. Even when someone inquires, send them a company profile with like some past jobs, a nice Photoshop of both of you guys, just photo headshots, a couple of the Google reviews, send them the company profile. If they email back and say, hey, yeah, cool. What's the next step? Just about, hey, I hope you can understand we're really busy. It's $500 for a site visit. We'll come out within 48 hours. This is what you get. You know, that would show more value instead of free stuff, you know?
So with that, so that was the initial reason why I called you guys is what is it that we can provide as a product?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the thing. Like once it gets to that point, how do I then sell or on-sell your product through us?
Buyer's commitment fee. This is what it includes. So you would know, like, what is a? Do you guys do renders or just architect concept drawings? What does that cost?
We don't do.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Like renders and stuff.
It's not renders because you're not selling a new. But what does an architect charge for concepts? To do a basic.
I'm gonna say around $5,000.
$5,000.
It's around $5,000.
Yeah.
But I've got a designer that will do it for less, depending on how less it is.
So yeah, for sure.
Like I've spoken to her, she'll do it for around $1,500.
Okay.
Like she'll do some like a concept board, mood board colors, a few things like that. Yeah, nice. You know? So, but when we're pitching, and we'd never really met that person, you could go way off the mark with that.
Yeah, for sure.
You can send really woody tones, and they're like, no, I like metallic.
Yeah.
So that's really hit and miss for us. So what we're feeling like is, at least with the QS service, we can offer
for
this as a get your high level budget, in an estimate, and we can get you, you know, our Google reviews and whatever, and we're committing to it, and we can get it to you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, cool.
And we think that that's really good competitive advantage.
Yeah, man.
Over someone else will say, send me a plan, and then 4 weeks later,
I know.
I'm just waiting on someone to get back to me.
Yeah, that's what you've got to be doing is, you know, when you say, hey, this is a buyer's commitment fee, this is the guarantee we'll give you.
Yeah.
That includes a site visit. That includes a QS report, detailed breakdown, but you say within a time frame.
Yeah.
Because when it's free quoting, no one's held to the wire for anything. 100%. It's just, I'll get it back when I'm free.
100%.
But you can say, hey, we'll meet you on a Monday. We'll have it back by Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Because we find that with the architectural renders and things, it works best when you've got some sort of a brief.
For sure. You need to do a site visit, of course.
Like you need to take the designer out there. They talk. They've got some inspo shots.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just pissing in the wind. You don't know. Like you could be pitching completely wrong. Like, oh, I wanted a modern kitchen. Or I wanted a shaker kitchen.
Yeah.
And we're just pitching blind. So we found that designer thing is like the next step.
Yeah.
So you like the high level budget. Okay. Well, this next step is design.
Design's
going to cost you $15,000.
Yeah.
And then after that, if you really want, you can take it elsewhere.
Yeah.
Or we'll take it off our.
Yeah, for sure.
We want to build some steps like that.
Okay.
So we're at our different stages of our project life cycle, we're generating income.
Yeah, for sure.
Not just spinning our wheels and waiting for the job to happen.
Yeah.
That's where we found the bottleneck happens when I'm quoting.
Yeah, I know.
And I'll do five, especially with these disruptive quotes, disruptive marketing. A lot of them are just, I had no idea this was going to cost that much. I'll just ice it.
Yeah. Let people know the cost, man.
There's a lady that was like, oh, you know, we went out to see her. She's in the fucking sticks. And we had a look at everything. She wants a whole new L-shaped kitchen, new flooring. She's,
5 minutes, guys. Is that all right? Sorry to cut you. I just got it. I'm on a time.
Anyway, and then she's like, "Yeah, my budget is $25,000." And straight away, me and him are like, "This is a $40,000 kitchen.
Yeah,
that's a cost."
Yeah, she's literally saying, "We want high end finishes
for $25,000
for nothing."
So I squeezed it. Got it. Basically, a thing that was around $35,000. She iced it within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Sorry, my budget. I told you my budget.
But that time took, yeah, you know what I mean? So that's where it's like, okay, listen, if you want something, that's where I thought, if I can team up with you guys.
Absolutely, man.
How do we best push that service?
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
What I can do is I'll like, if you sent me a high end of your logo, I'll draft up like a kind of like a buyer's commitment PDF.
Yeah.
And I'll just, I don't know what people are charging here. Maybe 2.5 is too much, but I'll put some numbers on it. I'll write up like kind of what it gets you, etc. But that's something that you could send off once you've had those initial phone chats. Hey, this is our next step. Like you get a gauge off the phone if they're fucking around,
yeah,
or if they're pretty keen. And I just think at the end of your phone call with them, you say, hey, listen, if you want to go ahead, dwell over it, chat with your partner, chat with whoever's the decision maker. Come back to me within a couple of days, let me know, and then you could send that proposal off to them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, if you want to go ahead, these are the guarantees we'll give you. Price estimates within a week. We guarantee we can step you through the whole process. We have the engineers, the architect, the council. We can do all of that for you. We'll provide a high-level detail before we do the quote. We'll work to your budget.
Yep.
If you have subbies you want to use, uncle, friend, you can do that.
Yep.
I think it sounds like you guys are on the right track. It's probably just cutting out the 90% of people that aren't keen.
Yeah.
But for your size business, man, you only need 5 good clients.
That's right,
man. That's all we need. Well,
generate 500 leads.
That's what I'm saying. Like in that, up until last year, before we did any marketing, that's what we went off. We'd get the lead and I'd convert it.
Yeah.
Or like the only reason it wasn't converted is maybe they weren't ready.
But
they always came back to us.
Yeah, for sure. I remember
we tracked this one commercial job for maybe 16 months. Like from when I first went to when we started on site.
Yeah.
And I just knew it was always going to come to us.
Because
it was a warm lead. They knew they needed to do the work. We'd given them good service. And then they end up coming. It was a close to $1 million renovate fit out. But because we didn't, I could spend the right amount of time in that quote and give it. And know, and that high level converted into a job, which we made 38% margin or something.
Yeah, it's good, man.
You know, it was cracker.
Yeah.
But now that we're doing disruptive marketing, my mindset, I'm still trying to invest all that time in the detailed quote.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm pumping out these quotes.
No, you should be pumping out. You should be pumping out client proposal fees. That's what you should be doing.
Yeah,
you should. Your push now should be, instead of pumping out quotes, it should be, how do I win $2,500 sign up fees?
Yeah, 100%.
That's what you should be doing. 120 grand a year.
We do business coaching.
Yeah.
Like literally all the builders that are killing it.
Yeah.
They do not do free quotes.
No,
that's it.
No,
like that's the first thing I say. Do you quote for free?
Fuck no.
Yeah. Oh, that's your problem right there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, cool, no worries.
Yeah,
so
I'll be doing that.
Will you be able to give us that breakdown and then also, like, for instance, they're at concept stage and they've got no idea.
Yeah.
And say there's like 5 different things that you need in order to get to a certain level of accuracy.
For the pricing.
Now, if there's only 3...
Mm.
Will you be able to then show us, listen, if there's only 3 of these things, I can get it within this? Like, is that how it works?
Or? Yeah, kind of. I'd probably go more along the lines of, we'll give you, you know, like a 70% or 60%. You would roughly know off concepts, you can get 70% there.
Yeah.
Give or take on the pricing.
Yeah.
So you'll say that would be that step. And then once we go through to working drawings, which is going to be, you know, they have to spend another 10K or whatever, you can get it to within 10 to 15% with variation on. So you could just, we could just list those steps down from, you know, initial phone call to site visit. This is kind of what you're paying.
Yeah.
If you want to move through to stage 2, this is kind of the next kind of budget, what you're going to spend and what we can give you in a time.
And then do you have how does it work at like a square meter? Like this will be like 2.5 grand. If it's, it's only this big, then it's only going to be, you know, 500 bucks.
That's easy to do though.
That's
really easy to do.
I understand, but I'm very big on like systemizing documentation and stuff like that, so that way the next person can do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to, you're like part of my team now.
Yeah.
I want to be able to make that work.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that if they don't want to go with us, they're getting something that they get to go and protect themselves with the next builder.
Absolutely.
And it's like, okay, well,
you concepts,
know, TRG a price gave tag. Us this,
yeah,
and this protects us moving forward against, you know, Johnny the Builder.
Like
I'm trying to develop something like that.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's almost like you could almost say, for example, they moved through the 2.5K and they didn't want to sign up. They've got a QS report, which is attached to a set of plans, which has a clear scope of works detailed sheet.
Yeah.
They can take that to the next builder and be like,
It's not just dead, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they can still use it.
If you come and get an estimate from any builder.
Yeah, for sure. What's to say it's right?
Okay, cool. That's the estimate, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, what do I do with it?
Where's the next guy?
Yeah, yeah.
But if we can pitch it in a way where it's like, man, this is a value to you no matter what.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't go with us. If you've got your dad who's ready to go, let us do this part for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. I'll get you guys to do it. Man, I put like a small clip on it.
Absolutely, man.
You know what I mean? And then we move on. That way they've got something of value. Yeah. For us, it does the world of difference.
Absolutely.
It's going to give us certainty that someone's committed to work with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or even just putting an estimate, like once you've done the QS, that's massive for us. That's like all the main work that's bogging us down.
The time, from
delivering a better service.
I know, bro.
What I mean? So,
you're not the first to say this. Yeah. No, that's all good. Hey, need to be cautious of time, boys. Sorry.
All good, bro.
All good. All good. Hope we feel like we've got... Yeah,
this is awesome, man.
Okay, so cool. I'm keen to keep working with you on it. It was good. Good timing. I just wanted to catch up with you guys, let me chuck together like a brief from today, and I'll see what I can do in regards of maybe getting Mike involved, find you a Brendan or something. But I'll put everything in a doc and just let me know what you guys want to do.
Yeah, sweet, bro.
If you get the building itch,
to come over here, bro. I'm enjoying it's good finding like a niche, because I very quickly realized when I got into the building game, my strong suit wasn't the building side. It was more like the management and the organizing. And I think I'm ADHD, so I loved chaos and I love sorting out chaos. I can still do finishings fucking fine, but I was always like itching to do more shit, you know? So I like loved waking up with 30 leads. I'm like, fuck yeah, we are on. Like, let's go.
See, that's where I'm like carpentry building background.
Yeah.
And then like, man, I don't want to be on the tools anymore. I own another business as well.
Nice.
So I'm out of that. Like,
yeah,
I don't manage that business anymore. My business partners handle that.
Mean.
And now it's like I'm on my own here.
Yeah.
Like with Faisal, and we need to develop a company in building.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is new for me.
Mean.
So I'm excited about this part. So
sick,
that's
bro.
And I run. That's what excites me. And
my strongest suit is project manager.
He just loves it.
Nice, bro.
I was always a commercial project manager. Yeah. They sent the problem jobs, live environment.
Yeah, commercial's horrible, man.
Stations.
Yeah.
Building lobby upgrades and live environments. I was always the guy that sent the hard ones, and I just loved it. I was like, oh yeah. I can do it. What do you mean I can't do it? I'll do it.
I'll fucking do it.
And so,
sweet, bro.
So we're at the stage where we want to build a scalable business that we can actually live a lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, let's nut out like the first couple of PDFs and steps. Get your social presence, get some Google reviews, and it will take off.
Yeah.
Sweet. Awesome, yeah. Legend boys, thank you very much.